As a parent, you know your child better than anyone else. You have great knowledge about their strengths, weaknesses, and experiences. You are their first teacher and their greatest supporter. Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones, Executive Director of SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with LaVoice Reed, Program Manager at Kids Peace and a member of SCAN's Allies in Prevention Coalition. As a parent, we are ultimately responsible for our child's general welfare and education. Join us today as we discuss how you can be sure your children are receiving the quality education they deserve. Thank you, LaVoice, for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Sonia.
Let's start by talking about what does it mean to be an advocate for a child.
Okay. Quite simply, it's making pleas or pleading on behalf of your child, supporting your child in his or her education, and being the voice for that child as well for their needs in the education system, but bringing voice to those needs.
And sort of working in partnership with the teachers and social workers and guidance counselors who are at the school.
Right, working in partnership and also seeing yourself as a member of that team and working with the school system as well. That oftentimes, as you and I were discussing earlier, many parents have a tendency to leave that responsibility to the school system and to the personnel of the school system, whether it's teachers, principals, counselors, and so forth. And they don't put as much weight or value on their role and what they contribute and what they bring to the table as the parent. And really, they are more of an expert on that child and that child's needs in education and what that child needs to develop as anyone else is sitting around the table. And so it really is just it's bringing the voice of that child to the table and advocating on their behalf.
So it's important to recognize that the professionals we're working with bring lots of professional knowledge. But we, as a parent, we bring lots of real life experience knowledge about our child.
Right. And the parent brings a perspective that no one sitting around that table can. The parent also is bringing the perspective to the table of not just how that child is in the school setting, but how that child is also in a home setting, in the community setting as well, which has a lot of implications for what the school ultimately does in educating that child as well.
Makes sense. So what are some examples of situations in which I might need to advocate for my child?
And they range. They can include having a child with special needs. They can also include a child where they're experiencing a particular problem with peers, with bullying, that you might have to speak up and advocate on your child in that respect. They also include things around extracurricular activities, sports, if your child might be involved in different things in the school setting, different activities. They also include social development, social skills. There are a lot of different things that the school offers that parents don't necessarily are necessarily aware of. So you might have a child who has some social development issues or needs help with building and developing social skills. And so it's looking into the resources that are provided at the school and seeing what actually they offer there and working again in partnership with school counselors. But largely, I think parents find themselves in a position of advocating around special education needs, certainly in my experience as well. But there's just a range of things in the course of a day and school years that the kids deal with as well that they advocate for.
And every child is different and every year is going to be different. So it may be working one year and the next year you've got a whole new set of,
right,
of things.
And it might work one month and, you know, another month you're back at ground, you know, zero, or you're back and starting over again. And things also work for a time so that you come up with a plan in terms of what's going to work around your particular issue or concern. And you might have to go back to the table a number of times to perfect that plan as well. And so it might work over a period of time. But as that child is changing and growing and adjusting, that plan has to as well. It has to have that flexibility also. And it has to have the flexibility of the those persons that are working on behalf of that as well, so that the teachers have to be accommodating, the parents have to be accommodating and willing to make adjustments also.
And I guess as parents, we have a really important role of helping our children develop self-advocacy skills too. So What are some things what tips we might want to share with parents about what they can do at home with their child to support their education and experiences at school?
Okay. I think parents should definitely be involved, and starting at home is asking questions. Get involved in what your child is doing on a daily basis, so that when your child comes home from school, you're actually asking them about their day, but not in a general way of just, you know, how was your day? Oh, it's fine. But get, you know, ask specific questions. Well, what was fine about your day? Tell me something that actually went well about your day. Tell me something that didn't go so well and how you actually handled that, and engage and show that you have an interest in your child's day in terms of what they're doing. As you also are asking questions, you know, and engaging your child in terms of what's going on with them at school, you're also modeling for them as well. When you have to advocate, if they talk to you about a problem that they are having, they're also looking at how you're going to respond to that problem in the moment in terms of how you're talking to them and how you're communicating to them, but also what you're going to do about that problem as well. So that if they, for example, tell you that they had a problem being bullied that day and they see you not doing anything, that can send the message to them that it's okay for that to happen, versus if you're getting, you know, more information from them about what exactly happened, what did you do about it, what worked, what didn't work. But then they also see you advocating on their behalf, whether it's talking with a teacher or talking with a counselor or someone. They're watching what you actually do. And sometimes they're watching what you do more so than what, you know, what they're listening to you in terms of saying as well, that your actions will speak volumes to your children as well. They also talking to them about how to self-advocate, so that you don't necessarily have to take the first step, that if your child presents a problem to you, that you're going to be calling the school, calling the teacher, talking to the principal about the problem, but you're actually sitting down with your child and coming up with a strategy that they can actually do. And of course, this depends on the age of the child. With younger children, you might have to step in and do a little bit more, but certainly the older the child gets, you want to try to teach them some problem-solving skills as well. And so sitting down with them and saying, well, let's try this and that. This is what you can talk to the teacher about, or who you can approach and talk to the counselor with, or starting with a teacher, you know, counselor. You don't want to send them directly to the principal and you haven't actually talked to the teacher or the counselor or someone first.
It's great. So it sounds like a really important message is we don't have to have all the answers right up front, but part of it is just helping our child process it and go through the sort of analysis of it and some decision making and problem solving along
right.
the way.
And oftentimes we don't have the answer. And we, as we process things, you know, with ourselves and through our own, you know, thought process that we go through, we come up with suggestions. We're problem solving in a sense. And I think that's a skill that we're also teaching our kids in those moments as well, so that eventually they will, or we hope that they will learn to do some of that problem solving beforehand, so that when they come to you to present or, you know, or to share something that they may have happened in the day, they can say, well, gosh, Mom, I already actually did, or I tried this and this worked. And you're starting to teach them some of those skills early on in terms of the self-advocacy for themselves.
Great. If you're just joining us, this is Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with LaVoice Reed of Kids Peace, and we're talking about how best to advocate for our children in their education. So once we've gone through that process with our child, if we feel like it is appropriate for us to address the school, what are some strategies parents can use when they're working with school personnel?
Okay. The first thing I will start is saying to think about the manner in which you approach the school. So it's one, you want to consider what you're actually going to do. But I think before you do anything is to consider the tone in which, you know, you're taking with the school. You want to talk so that people will listen to you, and listen so that people will talk and communicate to you as well. And so going into whatever conversation or communications that you're going to have with that mindset, as well, knowing who you need to speak with in terms of solving your problem, that, you know, as I said earlier, you have a problem that you're presenting with. It doesn't necessarily mean that you go to the top up. So knowing what the problem is, having as much information as you certainly can and that you can gather about the problem, starting with the teacher and then working your way, you know, through with that. Again, working in partnership with the different members of the educational setting, namely the teachers, the counselors, and so forth, and who you actually need to involve as well. And trying again to come up with strategies that work. You want to get different perspectives as well, so that you're getting information from your child in terms of what might be happening. And don't discount that's not an accurate perception. That's that child's perception. But you also want to get an idea from the teacher as well in terms of what might be going on around the particular need that you're addressing with also. Actually stepping back too, you also want to get involved before a problem even happens and develops. And so I think one of the things that's very important at the beginning of the school year is getting to know your teachers, getting to know your counselors, getting to know the people that are with your child day in when they're at school. And I think that makes it a lot easier so that when you do have a need that you have to advocate and work on behalf with your child, that you've already established that relationship, or you've already started to build that rapport with that person as well. And I think that makes it a lot easier to just work in partnership as well.
Because you have that relationship. That makes a lot of sense. We have just about a minute left. Is there anything else, LaVoice, that you wanted to share with parents who are listening this morning?
I think just to reiterate or to emphasize that parents are the strongest advocates for their children in the school setting and other settings as well. But you are the expert on your child, and it's important to work in partnership, but also to see yourself as having just as much expertise as the psychologist sitting around the table, the social workers, the teachers, and so forth. Nobody knows your child better than you do.
As a parent, you do know your child better than anyone else does. You are their first and most important teacher. You can also be their biggest supporter as they make their way through the education system. Take responsibility for the success and quality of your child's education by advocating for them in school. Stand up for their rights now and when problems occur. This has been Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and I want to thank LaVoice Reed for joining me this morning to talk about this very important topic. Remember, we need to pause for our children. No matter how fast the world might be moving around us, it's critical that we pay attention to the kids in our lives. Take time out of your busy schedule to focus on your children, and know that it's okay to ask for help. For more information about advocating for your child in school and other parenting challenges, visit the SCAN website at www.scanva.org.